Super Luke by Hazel Hess. Hi, my name is Luke. I'm a Labrador Retriever mix rescue pup. My family rescued me about 6 months ago, and I'm almost 10 months old. In the day, I'm a lazy dog. I take naps all day long. I nap in my house, then I nap on the lawn chairs on the porch. Then I nap on my cot in the shed. Then I go back to my house and do it all again. My owners think I'm the laziest dog ever. Every night, we go on a walk. I hate walks. I don't want to waste my energy on a walk. I have better things to do. But I can't tell my people that. In the night, I become Super Luke. I'm really a rescue pup. My people don't know that I sneak out of the backyard and help my dog friends who are in trouble. I like helping my friends. I stay out all night helping other dogs. So that is why I'm so lazy during the day. I'm tired. I'm brave, but I worry my people are going to find out my secret. I didn't always have superpowers. One day, I went to the vet to get shots, and the vet gave me a shiny tag to wear on my collar. That night, I was getting ready to go to sleep when my tag started to ring. I tapped it with my paw, and I heard another dog barking. This dog needed help. What could I do? I scratched my head. How could I help this dog? I was fenced in the backyard. I couldn't leave, and just then, a blue cape appeared on my back. I felt the cape starting to blow in the wind, and my paws lifted up. I was flying! How can I fly? I'm a dog! So I tried to stop, but my cape kept me flying. I went higher and higher. I couldn't see my house anymore. I was going to be in trouble if my people found out. I flew for about 5 minutes. Then the cape dropped me into a yard. It wasn't my house, and I heard the dog barking on my tag phone. I barked back. The dog was Oakley, and she was in trouble. She was stuck. I went into the house. I couldn't find Oakley. There weren't any people at home, and I heard her yelp, so I went to the noise. She was stuck under the couch. Oakley was a miniature Yorkie. She was so tiny, she could fit in a person's hand. And that's how she got stuck. I felt like I was stronger than I was before, so I took my paws and flipped the couch right over. Oakley was saved. Oakley said, "Thank you." I said, "You're welcome." Then the cape lifted me up and took me home, and I landed in my backyard, and the cape disappeared. I was tired, so I fell asleep. And just a few minutes later, my people were out to give me breakfast. I had been up all night. The next day, I napped all day. I didn't want to go on my walk. I was exhausted. That night, I went to my doghouse to go to sleep, and I heard a dog barking on my tag phone again. The cape appeared, and off I took. Good grief, I thought. I just want to sleep. I flew for about an hour and landed in the middle of the woods. I heard a dog barking and followed the noise. I saw a dog I knew. It was Ed. We'd been in the shelter together. "What happened?" I asked Ed. Ed said,
"Oh, I was out with my owner hunting for birds, and I saw a squirrel and just ran after it, and I got lost. My owner couldn't find me and went home without me."
My cape started to fly, so I grabbed Ed by the paws and we took off. We flew a bit and then landed on a farm. It was Ed's house. Ed shook my paw and said thank you. My magic cape took me home just in time for my people to wake up, and I spent the whole day napping. That night, my tag phone went off again. This is how my nights went every night. I would go to sleep, then someone was in trouble. Allie tried to swim in her family's pool while they were asleep, and Allie didn't know how to swim. I flew there and threw a pink raft into the pool. Allie jumped onto it and floated to the steps. Our claws, though, ripped the raft up. Oopsies. I hope she didn't get in trouble. Another night, Tom and Jerry from across the road called me. They were hungry, but raccoons kept stealing their food. So I snuck into my people's garage and got them some of my food. Spot liked to dig holes. One night, he dug too far and couldn't get out. So he called me, and I went to help him. I found a rope and told Spot to grab on. So I pulled him out and told him to be more careful. I liked helping, but it was getting tiring. I just wanted a night off. But my tag phone rang again. My cape flew me to the pound. One of the dogs there was named Coco. She'd accidentally run away from home chasing a car. Someone called the pound because they didn't think she had a family. She did have a family, and she wanted me to take her home. I tried to get her out of the pen, but it was locked. Then the lights came on, and I heard people. "Oh no! I'm caught!" I said. The people saw me and put me in a pen. I was never going to see my family again. Super Luke was lost. Back at home, my people came to give me breakfast. They looked in my house. They looked on the lawn chairs on the porch. They looked in my cot in the shed. I was not there. They started to call the pounds, and they found me. They came to get me, and I was so happy to see my family. "Why is he wearing a cape?" my little girl asked her mom. "I don't know," her mom said. I wished I could talk to them to tell them. Just then, my tag phone rang, and my cape started to lift me up. "He's a super puppy," my little girl said. "Is that true, Luke?" my mom asked. "Arf, arf," I barked to tell them the truth. My family told me they were proud of me, and they'll never call me lazy again. The end.